Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. There are things in the wind that I don't like, and I'm going to make you aware of them, and just keep your eyes and ears open. There was a survey done at 29 Palms a couple of years ago on whether or not U.S. Marines would fire on American civilians. And I forget what the percentage was, but there was a percentage of Marines who would follow those orders. Now somebody tells me that there is a West Point report that entertains the same idea, firing on American civilians to take their weapons. Now, whether it's true or not, I don't know. But let's just do a hypothetical. And here's the answer to the hypothetical. If you are an American serving in the military, you took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. When somebody tells you to fire on your fellow Americans and take their weapons away, you are now being ordered by tyrants. You no longer have to honor your obligation to whoever gives that command, and that person who gives that command is your enemy. So, having said that, keep that in the back of your mind, because there's some disturbing things that don't add up. The replacement of certain military generals, starting with General McChrystal, and General Ham, and the admiral with the French name that was in charge of the Stennis aircraft carrier, the cover-up of Benghazi, the abandoning of Americans who were waiting for help in Benghazi, and you have a media now that is stronger than Pravda of the Soviet Union. We may be hurled into a civil war. Not our doing, but we will be the doee. And the doer is going to be the Democrat Party, or as I call them, the new Communist Party. Call me a rumor monger, but I'll tell you something. What's the saying? Better safe than sorry? Keep your eyes and ears open. And if something doesn't add up, speak up. Tell your friends. Tell your friends that the wind is blowing ill. And let me give you a tune before it's outlawed. I dedicate this tune to all the Mexicans who were murdered by the gunrunner Eric Holder. And I dedicate this tune to the four Americans that were sold out at Benghazi and abandoned. And I feel sorry for anybody who was in the military that was ordered not to help. May God have mercy on your soul. Viva Cristo Rey. If they can take your guns away, they can order you not to pray. before it slips my mind. One night I'm watching Conehead O'Brien, and he has this little skit where about four Hasidic Jews come out, you know, dressed in typical Hasidic garb. And they roll out the Torah and they do a dance on the Torah. And he got away with it. And the reason he got away with it is because it's fashionable to be a comedian who mocks religion. He's only a comedian and it's only a joke. It is not a joke. The penalty of for heresy, the penalty for spitting in the face of God, should be a giant boil on your neck that eventually encompasses your whole body. And now I turn on SNL, which I never watch because I know it's all crap. It's promoting the slut world, the drug world. They've had more ODs on Saturday Night Live than they do in Needle Park. And they are mocking Christ. They're dragging Christ out and spitting on him. And the excuse you'll get is it's only comedy. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I don't like it, and I'm calling for a boycott of NBC. We're going to bring down NBC in 40 days. And if you support my boycott, we can both sit up front at the auction. And we'll finish these bastards off once and for all. And then we'll tell some jokes. And no one put up any fuss about SNL's desecration of Jesus Christ. Nobody. Absolutely nobody. O'Reilly didn't even mention it. Hannity had a little dust-up. I was waiting for Savage to say he was going to say something, and I'm going to check him tonight in about 2 minutes, and we'll see if he has anything to say about what SNL did. But other than that, didn't make the paper. They also made fun of Carnival Cruise Lines. What's so funny about that? Suppose all those people died. Would they do that routine? I'm surprised they didn't do a 911 routine under the guise of being a comedian. I know Rosie O'Donnell did a 911 routine by telling lies and misleading her followers. Tomorrow, a Jesse Jackson Jr. goes to court for the misappropriation of campaign funds to the amount of $750,000. Now, do you think he's the only guy that's misappropriating campaign funds? Every congressman and senator should be investigated for how they handle their campaign funds. They should open their books to the public and show them just how they spend their money, who their contributors are, and what they owe them. How long did it take the public to forget about Fast and Furious and the 2,200 guns that Eric Holder shipped into Mexico to kill the Mexican people and to arm narco-terrorists, which are communist coordinators? Communists, the international communists, are on the side of the narco-terrorists because they need the roots into the United States. So when they bring in weapons of mass destruction, they'll have no opposition. But that's not going to happen because I watched Rambo. Yeah. How long did it take the American people to forget about the Benghazi? Oh, as long as it took a Hillary Clinton to recover from a blood clot or put that little red dot on the false x-ray. Yeah. How long did it take the American people to forget that we have 90,000 troops in Afghanistan, that we've lost over 10,000 people in this war against terror, that there are 40,000 guys missing limbs? And tonight I hear that Leon Panetta wants benefits for same-sex couples in the military. But, and they have to be gay. Not for heterosexual couples, just same-sex couples. He wants benefits. But for the sniper who, the shooter who killed Osama bin Laden with 18 years of service, he gets nothing but a, there's the door. Are we in trouble? You bet your ass we're in trouble. You have no idea how much trouble we're in. Within the next 4 years, there's going to be a nuclear strike somewhere in the world. And you better pray it doesn't happen here. And you better pray that the draft doesn't come back. Or that we need 10 million men under arms tomorrow. But do pray that we have enough time to put 10 million men under arms. Because the next war is going to be a 60-second war. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. And you got a government, this democratic communist government, is destroying us as fast as they can. It's almost as if they're looting the treasury and filling and getting ready to go to Argentina. Which way did the Nazis go? They went to Argentina and Peru. They were in Peru, too. The boys from Brazil, that's where they're going to be headed. Living large. And when we fall, who's going to take us in? Nobody. Nobody. They're not even going to let you live. Because you're a waste. You're a loser. And losers have to be finished off. And if you want to see the true intentions of the Party of Death, Le Parti de la Muerte, the Demo Camo Party, all you have to do is go to YouTube and search Robert Reich, R-E-I-C-H, just like the Third Reich. No jobs for white construction workers. Robert Reich, no jobs for white construction workers. And you think about that the next time you hear Osama bin Laden say, we need money for infrastructure. For who? Is the Taliban going to build the bridges? After they take our guns away, you don't think they'll outlaw jazz records, do you?
What good is music? What good is melody? If it ain't possessing something sweet. It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do what, 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 do what. If it's sweet or hard, you just get that rhythm, everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
It's a message for President Obama. There is a military sergeant rotting away in Fort Leavenworth. He's black. His name is Derek Miller. He is serving time for serving his country. I'll bet you there are more POWs in Fort Leavenworth who were jailed for fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq than are Taliban and Al-Qaeda in Gitmo. I have a picture of Derek. He's holding his daughter. Our daughters wrapped Derek's heart around their little fingers the moment they were born. They love to have him steal their blankies from them and run screaming through the house. My blankie. They love climbing over him like a jungle gym. Mostly they just love their daddy and they want him to come home. Thank you for helping us fight for Derek's freedom. Google Derek Miller. There is an outfit that's trying to help him. And Obama, if you can't pardon a brother, forget the white guys. I know you're not going to do anything for them, but this guy's a brother. Take care of him. Get him out of that hellhole. And if you do that, then I'll give you some other names. But if you want to show that you're a real president, free Derek Miller. You want to get the most out of life? You want to get the best kick out of life? You don't need drugs. You don't need drink. You know what you do? You go to an old age home, pick a floor, press the elevator button, and when the elevator door opens to the floor you choose, see all of the people, many women, sitting in wheelchairs with looks in their eyes like waiting for somebody to come off that elevator that used to love them. And they just sit there in those wheelchairs, and they see who comes off the elevator. They're at the last station of life before they go to heaven, where they go to begin the best of their life all over again. But if you want to see, if you want to get a real awakening, go to any old age home and just take a walk around. And if you want to see America going down the drain, go to any emergency room on a Friday or Saturday night and watch the ODs being wheeled in. And the guys who ran out of drugs, ran out of their, what's the liquid substitute for heroin? And see them trying to get more help. They're finished. They're washed out. And how old are they? 20, 25, 30. And I just came across a radio channel tonight, a TV channel tonight. I think the name of the show was WIND, the W-I-N-D, I think. I'm going to check it out. But they had stats on drug abuse. Man, you would die if you seen how effed up we are as a country. Do you know that when cops stop you, they can only give you a test for alcohol? They can't give you a test for drugs. So whatever the alcohol DWI conviction is, you could double it. You could double it. Because if you think there are 10,000 drivers out there on a Friday night drunk, there's another 10,000 out there either stoned or on the way to get stoned and doing 120 miles an hour. The drunks, they're all nodding off. The car's probably going. It's either going fast or it's going 10 miles an hour. But the junkies, are the nervous junkies, are the ones that are really dangerous. We got a lot of drug problems, man. We got a lot of problems. If anybody wanted to take over this country, the best way to do it is take the guns away from the law-abiding citizens, load up their children with drugs, brainwash them in the schools, pass legislation that destroys the Constitution, create agencies that destroy industry, like the EPA and OSHA. Do you ever watch this gold show, Golden Alaska? Do you know how hard some guys work? You ever see these truckers on the road pumping 16 hours a day, driving These guys are, they're rolling through the night just to earn a living. Up in Alaska, you got these guys, they've sunk everything they own into a grub stake to extract 160 ounces of gold. They got to go through tons and tons and tons of rocks. They got to pay every day the vig on the equipment. They've got investors they have to answer to. And it's a handful of guys. They're small crews. They're like 8-10 guys. And they're working their hearts out. And what do you see? You see them, the baler that they run the rocks through, and it has little traps to trap the small pieces of gold. It breaks down. A backhoe breaks down, and they're just trying to make things work and keep the day going. And what shows up? A mining inspector. A fat-ass bureaucrat who is there to break their shoes and to eat up the clock so he gets overtime. And it's really sad. And you see the look. Here they are. They're trying to go. Go, go, go. Let's go. Let's go, go, go. Hold on. There's a mining inspector here. He wants to see our books and records. He wants to check for safety. These guys... They're two feet away from death. And here comes the government inspector. And it's going to cost them a day. And he might shut the mine down because they didn't have a New York State measuring stick. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. And then we chased all the industry overseas. We forced all of the... foundries to close because the smokestack, so they moved the smokestacks to China, and we still get the carbon uncredited. Yeah, and the Chinese don't care. They're driving through smog to go to work. They don't care because they're building the biggest navy in the world. They already control the shipping industry. All those tankers out there are made in China. They've already got a navy out there already shipping cargo every 4 days. The largest container comes from China into California, and 4,000 containers are offloaded, and they all go to Walmart. Yeah, we're Buy USA. Buy USA, dig a grave. That's what Buy USA means. Buy American and dig a grave. So they chased everybody overseas, and now they're complaining they're getting no profits from the big corporations because the big corporations are making their money overseas. So if Apple goes to China and hires 80,000 workers to make iPods, and they're making the iPod for $1 and they're selling it for $80, and they get to keep $79 profit, why should they come back to the United States? Oh, come back. We're not going to hurt you that much. You drove us away. Now you want us to come back because we made more money than we could in this country that you destroyed? Now you want us to come back and bring our money so you can take it? Where's the advantage? What's in it for us? Why should we come back? And the same people that chased them are the same people that destroyed them in this country, and now they want to bring them back and be their friend and get champagne contributions. Yeah, we're in trouble. We're in a lot of trouble. It's going to take a revolution. Sorry, I got to tell you, it's going to take a revolution. Very soon, you're going to see a title on a wall somewhere, the Second American Revolution. And we got to put an end to all this crap. 80% of the country is Christian. Whether they're bad Christians or good Christians, they're Christian. And you got a handful of atheists pushing them 80% of the country around. Oh, you know what? I was at a football game and they did a Hail Mary play and I want the cross removed from the end zones. No, those are goalposts. Well, they look like crosses to me. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We destroyed ourselves. We're a nation of wusses. Less than 1% knows how to fight. Less than 1%. And here we are. Listen, you can have pregnant women in combat. Not up to the ninth month. We can kill them up to the ninth month, though. We can kill the baby up to the ninth month as long as he doesn't see daylight. So long as she doesn't get her head completely out of the womb, we can crush that skull. That's because we're compassionate and we're building abortion clinics in Africa to fight AIDS. Yeah. But we have to close the churches because there's too much praying going on. Yeah. You know how Democrats pray? P-R-E-Y. They pray. They pray on us. They pray on Christians. You just saw a Democratic convention and they tried to take God out of it. And they succeeded. The majority voted no God. But they couldn't do it. Why not? Because they may wake up the 80% of the voters who are Christian. And I don't know what's wrong. You know, the American Revolution was founded by ministers, priests, and they preach from the pulpit, freedom. God, country, freedom, liberty. And you know what? They went to war over a tax stamp. Can you imagine how they would go to war over the taxes that you're forced to pay today? And what, 47% of the people pay no taxes? And they get subsidies? We're half communist already. We're half communist already. I'm not surprised that the KGB doesn't send candidates for Congress. And you know what? They may have them here already. We're in trouble. The schools are ruined. The schools are cesspools of communism, anti-God schools. And 80% of the country is paying the taxes for their children to be turned into zombies. No God, no country. And if Jesus hasn't left, I don't know why. There must be somebody here he likes. We're in trouble. And you saw what SNL did. And you know what Communist Central does. Communist Comedy Central. They're always taking a dump on the Catholic Church and Christianity. All Southerners have no teeth and they fornicate with their relatives. And that's the image that they present. All Southerners are dumb. That's the image they present. That's the image they want you to believe. And all priests are pedophiles. And that's the image they want you to believe. But there's no hanky-panky in Penn State in the football closet. Yeah. We're in trouble. They glorify their sluts. And they label good women sluts who oppose them. Look what they did to Sarah Palin. Anytime I see a guy getting destroyed, I say they Sarah Palin'd them. They'll go after Mark Rubio. They'll go after Ted Cruz because they want to snuff out any attempt for Latinos to draw Latinos to the Republican Party. I'm not saying that Mark Rubio's the best. I was disappointed when he endorsed Joe Liebowitz. Joe Liebowitz, the senator from Connecticut, votes to burn the flag and votes to kill kids. And he calls himself Orthodox. Yet, when you go to save the kids in the middle of the winter down to Washington, the pro-life, you will see many Hasidim there. Many Orthodox Jews there. How can Joe Lieberman say he's Orthodox? And the media didn't cover this year's pro-life movement. You know why? Because the media is run by communists. Joseph Stalin couldn't have a better media than we have today. Do you know why? Because Pravda is controlled by Joe Stalin. But Newsweek, the New York Slimes, the Boston Globe, they're all volunteers. They're all volunteers to take down America. And that's the difference. When was the last time you heard somebody write a song about a girl's name?